What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the This Kingdom podcast. In this episode, well, James is going to be telling us all about the brand new Ralph Breaks the VR experience down at Walt Disney World. And I think it's at Disney Land as well, in like the Disney Springs VR experience, similar to the Secrets of the Empire. So, James, what did you think of it?
I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's not similar to Secrets of the Empire. It basically is Secrets of the Empire. It's the same company. It's by the Void. And it was good to see when we went there, you were allowed to pick which you wanted to do. They had two separate queues, one for the Star Wars one, one for the Wreck-It Ralph one. Now I have not seen Wreck-It Ralph 2. We have another podcast this week, but that's your review, not mine. So I don't know if there's any like Easter eggs or whatever for Wreck-It Ralph 2, but it does seem to build mostly on that. They did do a good job with the characters. You know, a lot of it is controlled by Vanellope. She's your guide. And then Ralph himself shows up a couple times and provides comedy relief. The best bits were when they were talking. Honestly, when it was more like you were just kind of standing in a room watching them banter off of each other were probably the best parts. Having said all that, it was not quite as smooth of an experience as the Secrets of the Empire was. In Secrets of the Empire, there are parts where you interact with the environment and you can actually physically feel that environment with you, whether it's switches or buttons or, you know, falling into a lava pit and feeling the heat. This one, there are parts where you interact with buttons. You use your hands to do it, but it was just pressing a wall where the button should be. And it was very clearly a wall, not, you know, like the button was just faint or whatever. And I also had problems with it actually recognizing when I was pushing those buttons, sometimes, you know, there's a sequence where you have to defend off attackers and two players are doing it. One person is basically manning a machine gun. I didn't get to do that part, so I can't comment on that. But the part I had was launching airstrikes, which were X-Wings, which was pretty cool. And you push a button to launch the airstrike on the right and then a different one on the left. And it just was not registering me touching them. And there's another sequence where you have to push buttons to overload a system. And if you push the wrong ones, it shocks you. And if you hit the right ones, it slowly builds up. And again, there was no feedback on what you were pushing, except when you got shocked, then you got the shock in the vest, but there was nothing under your hands to tell you you were pushing something, which was kind of frustrating when coming from the Secrets of the Empire side of things. On the plus side, this game, you do get a gun about halfway through. I won't give you context for how or why, but you do get a gun. And unlike Secrets of the Empire, this one does keep track of your score versus your friend's scores. You're shooting things, you get points for shooting things. Some things are worth more points than other things, as is common, you know, if you've done Toy Story Mania, very similar idea. And at the end of the game, you get your score compared to your friends, and there's no prize, but bragging rights. And I do like that. I like that there is a feedback at the end where you feel like, oh, I did something, as opposed to Secrets of the Empire, where you kind of like, you could at least tell me how many stormtroopers I shot or, you know, who was the best at the puzzle games, that kind of thing, which they may have added. I don't know. I did not do Secrets of the Empire this time. I don't think they have, though.
No. It kind of makes sense because of the video game aspect.
Right. Absolutely.
So that makes sense.
Absolutely. And that was really it. It was about the same length as Secret of the Empire. The experience was very similar, minus the tactile feeling or the lack of tactile feeling. There's definitely plenty to do, and it's varied experiences. Some of it's shooting, some of it's hitting buttons, some of it's, you know, walking from place to place, and of course interacting with Vanellope and Ralph. Definitely a very fun experience, and I would say anybody who's going down and they want to try something different, it does cost money. I think it's $30 a person. It is a lot of fun, and I think it is worth doing at least once. Now, having said that, if you are going for the first time and your choice between is between Secrets of the Empire and Wreck-It Ralph and all other things are being equal, you know, the two franchises are kind of equal in your head or whatever, I would recommend the Secrets of the Empire over Wreck-It Ralph, which isn't to say it's a bad choice to pick Wreck-It Ralph. It's just all things being equal, Secrets of the Empire is a slightly better experience. But if you are a Wreck-It Ralph super fan, or you know you're coming off of having seen Ralph Breaks the Internet, absolutely go and do it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's that kind of catchy too, isn't it? Because in some ways, you know, they might not have had as much time developing this as maybe Star Wars, but also, are they trying to build it with the confines of the buildings that they've already built for the Star Wars one? You know, like having the gun and having the rooms. Are they using the same?
Oh, they
building.
They absolutely are. Yeah. I wouldn't expect most people to notice it, and you really shouldn't be thinking about it when you're playing it. But if you've done Secrets of the Empire a couple of times, you'll definitely be, oh, this is the elevator part. This is where you're going across the gangplank. You can definitely tell that there are some rooms. I don't think it's exactly the same. Because you never find a room with a droid in it. And you never, you know, have a lever that you push up and down, that kind of thing. But I do think that some of the rooms are reused for the experience, which is fine. You know, why should they build entirely new experiences when they don't have to?
It's that thing, isn't it, of having that. And they might, you know, they're going to be building feedback, because I think the Void, this is going to become a standard event that, you know, we're, you know, they're already working on a Marvel one. I think they're working on a Frozen one. This is going to become the new annual thing where they will add a new one of these, or even every 6 months. This is going to be a long running project. And, you know, that aspect of VR, which I'll be honest, continues that PlayStation VR bundle keeps looking at me. It just does keep kind of, and I think they're going to keep building it. They've got to try and keep things so they can keep it in their budget to make it and make it easy to update. But at the same time, they've got to twist it a little bit to make it feel a little bit different. Of maybe when they redesigning rooms, when they do it on the third one or the fourth one, they may be going, right, we need to maybe build a set that's a lot more easy to be changed, you know, make the rooms bigger or smaller, or change the order in which you do it. But this is where they're going to be. It's very early stages. I mean, these are experiences, and they're going to get that feedback. If they start getting feedback on the third, maybe not this one, but maybe on the third one, people going, hold on, it's just the same feeling, but the VR can completely change it, and like you say, story can make you feel completely different.
Oh yeah, I would say, other than noticing occasionally where you're like, oh, this room feels kind of familiar in design, the actual feel of the game itself is very different from Secrets of the Empire. You never feel like, oh, they just replace stormtroopers with this other enemy type. Yeah. Oh, this is the part where Vader shows up and does it. No, there's nothing correlating like that. The story is completely separate, and they do have very different, because even though you have a gun, it's not like a blaster rifle. It is a different style of weapon completely. It has two fire modes, which is kind of cool.
It's just a sawn-off shotgun.
That would be hilarious.
Swinging it around like the Terminator when you're reloading it.
Really quick, it does actually have two different fire modes, which is kind of a nice thing. You can switch between a typical shooty gun and then also kind of like a lobbed grenade launcher kind of gun.
Yeah.
But you were going to say something there.
Yeah. It's just the kind of thing of like, this is something I'm hoping they bring to, hopefully, you know, when I got to the toy fair and stuff, might be see if they can bring it to the London one. I don't know if they're going to be bringing this one out quite as wide. I do think it's a good idea for Disney to maybe keep these just at the parks. But no, it sounds good. I know I'd definitely do it if I was there. Secrets of the Empire definitely sold me on the whole VR kind of experience. I'd do it within a heartbeat. And it, like you say, it's like, would you recommend people to go do it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is a little bit of a hard thing to choke down. You're spending an extra $30 per person, and you're spending who knows how much money getting to Disney, not even just going to Disney, just getting there in the first place. But you know what? If you've got the ability to spend it and you've got the time, definitely give this a try. Because, you know, we keep calling it VR, which it is. Yeah. But this VR is so different from what you're picturing, unless you've done this before. If you're thinking the PSVR or an Oculus Rift, this is light years ahead of that. This is a full immersion with feedback, with you carrying the equipment around on your back. It's It's worth doing just to experience what VR is capable of and hopefully what the future of VR is.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest, the Secrets of the Empire, the Star Wars one, was one of my highlights of my trip to Disney World earlier this year. It was one. If you asked me top three or top five things, it would be in there. It was one of our favorite things that we did. And the few of us that went and did it, we loved it. It's definitely the kind of thing of, I would do it with it. I'd do it in a heartbeat. If I'm walking through, I would be going in there and doing it. And that's exactly the thing, isn't it?
I mean, that was the other thing. I was in Vegas a couple of weeks ago for a work conference, and apparently they've got a void there too. I remember walking through and it was like, I'm not going to do it on my own, but I need to go. And if I've got a couple of coworkers who unfortunately were not on the trip, I'd be like, we're going to go do this. And they would be all in. The coworker I was with, unfortunately not a big Star Wars fan, couldn't convince him to do it. But yeah, it's a great experience. Give it a try if you're in the area. One of the areas that it's in, I think you will enjoy it quite a bit.
On that note, guys, if you've done it, let us know in the comments below. We'd love to know your thoughts on it. Go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe on all the different video audio platforms. James, where can they find you?
You can find me at HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Later.